Over to Galatians chapter 5. This morning, we're going to cover the first six verses in chapter 5 of Galatians, speaking about standing fast in the freedom by which Christ has set us free, speaking about our Christian freedom. If you turn to Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." Lord, we again call on you. We ask, Lord, you open our heart, you soften our heart, you plant your word in our heart, it will bear fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand fast in our Christian freedom. Freedom is a privilege. You know, we have in this country is the best country in the world. The freedom that we have here, you know, to worship the Lord in a public setting without fear, for now anyways. It's greater than any country in the world, the freedom that we have and possess here, but it's a privilege. It was paid for by men who fought and died to preserve, to keep, to protect us and our freedoms. This morning, Paul is going to talk about our Christian freedom. And it's the same truth as with our faith, because Jesus Christ fought and died and paid the price for our freedom to preserve, to keep, to protect, to strengthen. The purpose for us to live in freedom because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Again, why Christ came in Luke chapter 4. Jesus, when he went into the temple in Nazareth, he stood up. It was his turn to read the scroll. And he opened the scroll and turned over to Isaiah 42 and Isaiah 61. And he read a passage regarding and referring to the Messiah to come that was foretold 700 years before he was born. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, to set at free those who are oppressed, those who are in bondage." The purpose, Jesus came to set us free. Jesus, standing up and reading that passage, claiming to be the Messiah. And today he said, "The fulfillment of this scripture has come in your hearing." The Bible tells us here in Galatians, as Paul goes on, he mentions, therefore, in verse 1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom or the liberty by which Christ has made us free." Therefore, you know, always when you come across a therefore in the scripture, you look back. It's like a bridge. It's there because of some previous teaching in Galatians. I went through some of my notes and some of the titles and sermons that we've preached and went through as we went through Galatians. The reasons why Paul comes to this point. He arrives at this point this morning. He says, hey, you know, stand fast in the freedom by which Christ has made us free. But he said, therefore. He starts by saying, therefore, so we have to look back at what, you know, previously he was talking about. We do a quick review in chapter 1. Remember Christ who gave himself for me for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Paul teaching right away in the introduction of this letter, it's all about Christ giving himself on the cross for our sins, that he might deliver us, free us. Paul teaching about Christ. There's a common denominator that's woven through freedom. It's Jesus Christ. He's the only way that we can have freedom. But Paul, as he goes on in chapter 2, he kind of personalizes it, if you recall. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Again, Christ on the cross, giving himself. Paul taking the truth of the doctrine of the truth of Christ and personalizing it. I, he says, no longer live. I was crucified with Christ. The change, the exchange at the cross. Paul teaching the doctrines of our freedom, the doctrines of our faith. Paul, later on in chapter 3, we entitled the message, Back on Track. Remember, he rebuked the Galatians. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should no longer obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was portrayed among you as crucified. The reality of the crucified Christ keeping us on track, placing us on the right road, keeping us on the right road, keeping and protecting and preserving our freedom in him. It's all about Jesus Christ. He goes on, Paul writing, he gives scriptural backing. Remember, Abraham believed God. And just as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that as many as of you as believe, as are our faith, our sons of Abraham, believing God, how we live in freedom. Our faith, believing him. I trust you, Lord, I believe you. And because of that, you know, not only we placed back on track, you know, what caused you to derail off that track of obedience of Jesus Christ? You know, Paul was asking, you foolish Galatians. He was rebuking them. Then, you know, Christ providing the means to get back on track. Later, we talked about all expenses paid. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We talked about faith that frees. We talked about having a shot of zeal and children of promise. The very last connected previous chapter where this verse actually belongs to is when Paul, you know, spoke about the allegory and the symbolism of Ishmael and Isaac and Sarah and Hagar and the two covenants of being free or being bound. He said, you were born free. When you were born again, you were born free. You were as Isaac was. You are, brethren, he said, child of the promise, born free. Then Paul continues in chapter 5. Therefore, stand fast in that freedom. Live in that freedom. Don't be moved out of the freedom. Paul staying with a continuity of truth and teaching in this body and this subject matter, it's freedom. Our freedom in Christ Jesus. Our freedom is threatened. In this country, it's threatened. You know, down in southeast Kentucky, they got a county called Hazard County. And in Hazard County, we all spiritually kind of travel through. We have the hazard of losing our freedom. You know, in this country, Jay Sekulow is kept very busy. Have you noticed? All the things that he's fighting in the courts trying to preserve our Christian rights and freedom. The Ten Commandments, the issue about taking the Ten Commandments off anything that has anything to do with government, though our nation was founded upon Christian principles. In God we trust, trying to take it out of our Pledge of Allegiance. You know, under God, one nation under God, trying to take it out, off our money. Our freedoms are under assault. We're under attack. There's a danger about the way things are going, losing our freedom. We talked about the threat of a relapse. It's constant. We walk through Hazard County, and we all are subject to backslide at any time. And backsliding is a dangerous state and condition. Paul says, stand fast, therefore, in the freedom which Christ has made us free. Stay free. Stay right with Christ. Christ paid the price. As I was going through these notes and compiling this sermon, I came up with figures, little, because it's simple. My first figure is the cross. I got a little cross doodled on my page here. Because he paid the price. The next doodle is a heart. Because it's all about our heart. You know, Paul said, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We face losing our freedom spiritually as well as in this country. And Paul, you know, gives this warning. You know, in China, they have no Christian freedom in areas in China. They have to actually conduct silent worship. You see China cry? Where the group gets together as if we would gather because of Christ. And we could, the only way that we could worship him together is if we don't vocalize. You see, we just praise him. You have to read my lips. And that'd be tough because I got small lips. A girl across the street growing up said I had turtle lips. Now think about that. You know, trying to read my lips. It'd be very difficult. Stop looking at my lips. But the freedom that we have because of what Christ did on the cross, and to maintain that freedom, stand fast in that freedom. Paul exhorts the Galatians, stand fast in the freedom by which Christ has made us free. Don't be entangled again with a yoke of bondage to avoid the traps and ensnarements. Paul says, if you're circumcised, it'll profit you nothing. Two times he mentions this. You know, if you elected to get off this road, this narrow road with Jesus Christ, and get on some other kind of road, you know, literally speaking about the law, coming under the law, being circumcised. He said, if you're circumcised, it doesn't profit you anything. To get off this road is profitless. It's unprofitable. Spiritually, stagnant. We don't grow. Paul makes that mention. Stay free. Stay in the freedom. Continue with Christ. Stay close to Christ. He says, you have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, cut off, out of fellowship, loss of communion. I no longer hear him. I'm out of, you know, our faith is relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul says, hey, man, you missed it. You're estranged. You're out of fellowship with Jesus Christ. You have become estranged from Christ. You who try to walk with Christ or stay close to God by any other means than that narrow road, the simple truth by the cross. Paul says, avoid ensnarements and traps and pitfalls and stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. He said, you've fallen from grace. You know, when he uses that description, it's falling from a higher place. You know, you've been in a spiritual place, you've been in a walk, you've been close to him. You get estranged, you get cut off from him. You get in your own legalism, you get in your own bondage, you get in your own works. I struggle with this terribly. self-righteousness, you know, secret sin. Pharisee. I got a Pharisee, man. I'm a Pharisee half the time. Undetected. You see, I'm deceived by my own sin. And yet, Paul says, you've become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace, cut off from the source, out of fellowship, at a lower level. When you fall from grace, man, you in a worse place, a lower position. You can't grow. You can't bear fruit. You can't hear Him. You won't be led by His guidance and His wisdom. Cut off from fellowship, estranged from Christ. That's why Paul, you know, makes an appeal. Don't be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. You know, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Stay free. Stay in your faith. But it takes a heart that's willing. I was reading one sermon, and a word popped out at me. Fossilization. That's a condition of the heart. It gets hard. Kind of like overexposure to Jesus Christ. That's why we got to keep it simple. The truth is, our heart needs to be open. That Christ can penetrate it. It needs to be perforated. Not fossilized, not hard, not stiff. It takes a heart cross, my heart, a willingness. He says, stand fast, therefore. It's interesting, chapter 5 takes a change in the formation of the gospel or the epistle of the book of Galatians. And the first part of the book is about the doctrines of Christ. Paul teaches personally about himself, but there's a change that takes place in chapter 5. It's about applying, it's application. It's about taking what Christ did and applying it to our hearts and our lives. It's about walking in freedom, not just knowing freedom. You know, it's not about our minds being saved. It's about our hearts, our whole being following Christ. Paul, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. He's trying to apply what Christ has done. My next figure, I drew a little bridge. It's not a good-looking one, but I can make it out. Takes a cross, a heart. Now we face a bridge. Paul says, cross over, man. Apply what Jesus has done. He paid the price. He's done everything necessary. All we need to do is trust Him with an open heart. Give Him a heart. Maintain that freedom. Christ fought and died to pay for our freedom. We have to fight and die to keep it. It's the truth. We have to fight the good fight of faith. We have to stay in there. We have to die to self, to bear fruit, to follow Christ, to stay close to Christ. There's other scriptures in the Bible that use the same word, steadfast. It's interesting in their usage. In Ephesians, in chapter 6, verse 14, it says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And be steadfast, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. It speaks of a soldier, armed for battle, donning his armor in our spiritual warfare. Be in truth. That's how you remain steadfast in the faith. That's how we remain steadfast in our freedom, to keep and fight our freedom. It's to put on the buckle, gird our waist with truth. Thessalonians, Paul writes, therefore, brethren, be steadfast and hold the traditions of which you were taught by word or the epistle. You know, hold on to what we know. Rely on the truth that we know. You know, principles and truth of the Scripture that come to us, we're to apply and lean on and live. That's how you stand fast in your freedom by which Christ has made you free. To the Corinthians, Paul wrote, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, be a man. Stand up, be strong. another place in Thessalonians, he said, "For we now live if you stand fast in the Lord." It's where life is. Paul, writing to the Corinthians in another place, says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom." Where? Where the Holy Spirit is. Is He in you? Are you in Him? That's where freedom is. Paul teaches us, stand fast in that freedom. It's profitable. Contrary argument, you know, you get circumcised, you want to keep the law, it profits you nothing. But if you walk with Christ, it's profitable. He tells us in a rightly connected way. He said, "For we," Paul speaking, "through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." One standing fast in the faith, eagerly waiting for the hope of righteousness. Rightly connected. He said, in Christ, placed in Christ, walking in Christ, fellowship and abiding in Christ. He said, circumcision or uncircumcision avails anything. But faith working through love. See, faith works. And you abide in Christ, you'll have a working faith. Faith working through love. You know, it's interesting because him explaining his placement of his own spiritual life, he says, "We through the Spirit." Then he ends in verse 6 that, in love. See, it's all about His Spirit, which is all about His love. Staying in Him, stand fast in the faith, remaining in the freedom by which Christ has made us free. Jesus said in Revelation, using another word, hold fast, which is a real similar word. Hebrews uses, hold fast your confession. You know, Jesus in Revelation says, hold fast what you have till I come. Stand fast in the freedom by which Christ has made us free. You were born free. Remain free. Our life, because of the cross, our heart, if we are willing, we can cross over His bridge. Just like Paul did, for we, who's he talking about? A company of people, of faithful believers. We, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Christ fought and died for our... You know, the Bible tells us He fought sin. Oh, sin, where is thy victory? He beat it. Christ destroyed sin. Christ defeated death. He fought and He died, that we might live, that we might remain in freedom. A cross, a heart. The Bible tells us that the Lord spoke to King Asa, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him." A heart, a cross, a heart, a bridge. Cross over. Let's stand. I like this new series Charles Stanley's doing. I don't know if anybody has seen it. It's really good, man. Yeah, and he's talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit touches lives and how the Holy Spirit wants to touch lives. It's His plan. It's His purpose. And the only thing that we are required to do in order to be touched by God is to have a willing heart, to give our heart to Him, that our heart might be penetrated by Him, to trust Him, intimate trust. If you have trust issues, you know, He still requires that we trust Him. We face a bridge and a glorious future, God's plan. But a choice, my will or God's plan. And by faith and a willing heart, we can cross over that bridge. and stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Maybe you've been entangled again in a yoke of bondage and sin. Maybe you've fallen from a higher place, from grace. Maybe you're flirting with something that you know displeases the Lord. You know, God has provided the means out, back up, back in, and over the bridge. It's the cross. It's the cross. It just takes a willing heart and an honest confession and a truthful and a sincere pursuit. A loyal heart. God wants to prove Himself strong in. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You. You've given us so much. You've taken our place, died in our place, our sin nailed to the cross. You freed us, Lord, from the bondage of sin, from the guilt of sin, and the shame of sin. Lord, help us. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Lord, I pray that You will move and You will stir up and we would apply by the cross with our heart, that we would cross over, Lord, and trust You with our heart, with our future, choosing Your plan. Lord, we thank You and praise Your holy name for Your faithfulness and Your steadfast love towards us. And Lord, we again thank You and praise You and worship You. We ask that You have Your way in us, through us, for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. If anybody wants prayer, entangled in a yoke of bondage, fallen from the Lord, you want me to agree and pray with you, I'd be honored. Don't leave here entrapped. Be free. It takes faith and a willing heart, but God does everything else. So don't pass up the opportunity if the Lord's speaking to you. Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you.